welcome to the Boot Camp for Your Mind podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Werdemann, certified life, weight, and career coach, and certified financial planner. Hello, friends. I am so happy. I feel amazing right now. first and foremost, because I'm here and I'm recording a podcast, and I have not recorded a podcast since this summer. So I am super, super happy to be here and get back into it. I'll fill you in as to why I haven't recorded. So I'm feeling awesome because of that. And I just had such an amazing morning. It's only 10:15, but I have really been kind of nailing my morning routine lately, and it just gives me such a boost for how the rest of my day is going to go. This morning, it's freezing here. I think it was probably 15 degrees. And my kids went off to school around 7 o'clock. I took my coffee and I went outside. I sat in my hot tub and I just looked around at the beautiful snow. It snowed here yesterday in Massachusetts, and it was, you know, the sun was out, you could hear the birds chirping, and I just looked around and took in so, so much greatness and just thought to myself about how grateful I am to be able to make the time to sit outside and get natural sunlight first thing in the morning and enjoy my coffee and be at peace and look at the trees and, you know, all that nature had for me this morning. And it was just such an inspiration to come up here because I've been wanting to do my podcast for the last couple days. And it was just so inspiring that I was coming from such a place of gratitude to jump up here, get on the microphone, and start to talk to you guys. So I've talked, you know, previously in some of my podcasts about the feelings of gratitude and how amazing and just the impact that those feelings, that when you do have feelings of gratitude, like what they can generate. So anyway, I won't harp on that, but I'm excited to be back. My last podcast was back in June, and I have been busy. Busy in a good way. And I recently opened the Mind Balance and Wellness Tranquility Center down in the heart of Plymouth. And it has been, honestly, it's been amazing. And part of that is because the moment I started to feel stress, I mean, opening up a business and starting something from scratch, never having done it before, of course, there's going to be some stressors. But what I did, so I signed my lease back in May, and I set out to create this amazing, just tranquil, beautiful energy center where people can come and relax and unwind and meditate, get a massage, soak your feet, take a nap, you name it. And I didn't want to bring in any stressful energy to the center. I wanted to bring in that vibe of just, you know, de-stress and tranquility. And so the moment that I would start to get overwhelmed and stressed out, I actually walked away and didn't do anything with the center. So I basically took all summer, the beginning of fall, to design it, to decorate it, to line up programs for people to take, workshops and classes. And I have met so, so many amazing people along the way that I never would have met. So that's what I have been putting my time and energy into. And also, I think this is probably the first winter that I have really been embracing the art of, I like to call it hibernation. and it's funny because I only thought of hibernating because I would say, I think it was probably started back sometime this fall, where there was a bear kind of like roaming around all of the surrounding towns. And people were talking about, you know, bears and hibernation and all that stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I just want to hibernate. Like, I just want to hibernate for a few days where I don't have to go anywhere and I don't have to do anything, no worries, no nothing. But yeah, to that point, like in wintertime, if you think about it, just like a lot of the animals do, like it's a time for rest and rejuvenating and relaxing. And I think we're in such a culture where doing those sorts of things is kind of shunned upon, maybe, which I wish it wasn't. But this I would say is the first winter that I listened to my body, I listened to my mind, and embraced staying in more than I would often have been doing, and taking more breaks and reading more books and doing virtual classes, like just stuff that didn't require me to just keep going and going and going and going. And I think it's part of why a lot of people get sick in the winter. And I hadn't been sick in a long time. And so I joke about saying and putting out to the universe that I wanted to hibernate. Well, the universe listened. And the minute I started to get stressed out and overwhelmed, I came down with the flu. And that was the first week in December. And I kind of chuckled. I don't get sick very often. But I had to laugh, because after like day three, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I put out into the universe, I don't know how many times, joking that I wanted to hibernate. And I had all of this dis-ease. So if you think about the word disease, it's like feelings and emotions that's in your body that is dis. It's not ease, so it's disease. And the universe listened and gave me the flu, and I was down for the count. But it's what I needed. I stayed in, and I just rested. And from that point on, I'm like, I am going to embrace this winter, and I am just going to stay in and rest. So while we are still, you know, new to the new year and still in winter, I suggest maybe you try it. Like if you're somebody that is constantly on the go and feeling more run down, it is winter time and our bodies really are designed to take a break sometimes. So I encourage you, when you can, and a lot of times we think we can't and we don't have time, but we actually do have time and we can make it if we wanted to. Take extra time to really rest and recharge. And before you know it, it's going to be springtime and it's going to be time to rise and shine and go out, and get some nice, beautiful, warm weather. But anyway, so here we are. We are in 2024. Like what? I don't know how that happened. Like, I feel like the world shut down just like a year or two ago, and we are coming up on 4 years. Like, that is just crazy to me. Like, what do you think? Do you think that it's gone by fast? Do you think it's gone by slow? Has your world changed at all? I feel like for me, one of the takeaways that I had that I'm so thankful for since COVID and the shutdown and all that nonsense, is wanting to stay home more or close to home. And it's just, I don't know. It's been a feeling of, ease, I should say. But yeah, so I'm just curious. I would love to hear from you guys, what your takeaways are. So feel free to shoot me an email or, you know, comment on the Facebook page, because I would love to hear. But so, yeah, so we're in 2024, and one of the things that I often like to do with clients, and I think this is super timely as we enter a new year, a lot of times people write out their goals and their visions for the, you know, the upcoming year, which is amazing, but also let's celebrate. Like, what can you celebrate from 2023? I saw this in a post, and while I do small celebrations with clients every week, the little things, the big things, when you think about what you can take away from the previous year, so the celebrations that you had, maybe some lessons that you've learned, and then think about what you want to accomplish in the new year, so in 2024. And as I sat there and I kind of pondered, I was so excited and so blessed because I feel like 2023 was just such an amazing year for me. As I said, I opened up my Tranquility Center, and that has been a dream of mine since I think my first journal entry. Well, I will say it's been a dream of mine to open my own business since the time I can remember. Like, I can remember in third and fourth grade saying that I wanted to open up a hair salon. And back in December of 2016, I still have this journal entry that I wrote, which I love just looking at because I wrote about how I wanted to open up a place where people can come and relax and take a time out near the water and offer coaching and all sorts of just tranquil services. And it came true. Like, it came to fruition. And for me, that was just such a blessing. And the first time I held my first workshop at the center and everybody left, it was quiet. It was, you know, I think it was 9:15 or 9:30 at night. I just sat in one of like my super, super comfy chairs. And I just took it all in and I looked and I just started to cry a little bit, which I'm a crier anyway. But they were tears of joy, of course, and just gratitude and just pride, you know, like I was just so proud at what I was looking at because having this dream back in 2016, and making that a reality, like that was just, yeah, I can't even really describe it. But anyway, so that was one of the things I was celebrating. And another thing I was celebrating was I've been working with this amazing coach, Kim, over the last 6 or 7 months. And she loves coaching women in their, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, that we're in a different part of our lives at this point. Like, hormones are crazy. You know, our bodies are changing. Things aren't working the way that they used to. And by working with her, I mean, every year is like, okay, I want to lose X amount of pounds. Like so many people do. But in working with her, as you do your weight loss journey, it's also about embracing where you're at now and just having so much grace and so much love for yourself where you're currently at. And as a coach, I love hiring my own coaches because it's stuff that I know, but at the same time, it's kind of hard to put into practice sometimes. Kind of that whole practice what you preach type thing. But the celebration here is really just enjoying like where my body is, where my crazy hormones are sometimes, and taking that all in, like, and just being okay with it and not focusing so hard on wanting to change. That was a really big win for me. I'm trying to think of what else in 2023. I don't know. I feel like there was just so many good things. So I offer to you, if you haven't done so, take a few minutes and really celebrate all the little things, the big things, the whatever things that, you know, that you had in 2023. And then the other thing I did was, what lessons did I learn in 2023? And one of the top takeaways that I got and I learned was the idea of taking action. So all the different coaching programs that I've gone through, and they all talk about taking massive action and having all this stuff that you have to do to achieve certain goals. And it's all great. But what I found was, and especially in opening this business, and I think that's what helped me in this lesson learning that I'm about to talk about was the idea of taking action from a place of guilt, taking action from a place of shoulding all over yourself, like I should do this or I shouldn't do that. And they said, like, who is they anyway? Like, I always wonder, like, when they're people are like, oh, well, they say, like, who's they anyway? But in the, like, the feeling of having to do something, right? And I think about it. And one of the things that I've talked about on this podcast many times about and what I work with clients is, if you have a thought of like, I have to do something or I should do something, what feelings does that generate in your body? Like, if I think like I have to do something, that to me sounds like it's a task. It's a negative feeling. It's kind of like, oh, like I have to do that. And when you feel that way, right, it's not an inspiring feeling. It's not a motivating feeling. Chances are, like, you're going to either push off the task at hand that you think you should do or you have to do, and then you're not going to get it done. And it's just going to eat at you. And I know this from so, so many personal experiences. So the lesson here that I learned this past year was really starting to take action from a place of love, from a place of joy. Like, I want to do stuff that brings me joy. I don't want to do things that I feel guilty about feeling like I have to do. And that kind of holds true, like, with the whole busy concept I was talking about at the beginning of the podcast, like constantly going and going and going. I realized, and I think a lot of people are in the same boat, I've talked to a lot of people about this, is going to events or just doing things for other people that you feel like you have to do, but you really don't want to do. And now here at 45, like I'm still working on it, but I have gotten so much better over this last year of learning to say no. If it's not going to bring me joy, I don't want to do it. Like, and I don't mean that everything that you are going to do is going to be joyful and woohoo, but why do I want to put myself in situations, let's say, I don't know, if it's a certain networking meeting or event that I think I should be doing when I don't actually want to do it? Because if I'm there and I don't want to be there and I'm only there out of whatever reason, I'm not showing up as my authentic self. Whereas if I pick and choose what I want to do and where I want to be, where I want to spend my time based on the feelings of joy, the feelings of love, like excitement, I'm going to show up in a completely different aspect. I'm going to show up completely differently as my authentic self at like, I just totally had a brain fart. That's another thing at 45 I'm learning. I'd show up completely differently. So what lessons have you learned? I would love to hear about those as well. And one thing I thought would be fun in this new year to do as part of this podcast is I have this amazing deck of cards. I don't know if you've ever heard of The Secret. It's such an amazing documentary just about the law of attraction and manifesting. And I will say I am going to hold a workshop on manifesting because I'm going to pat my own back, but I am a manifesting queen. Like, I make a lot of shit happen that I want in my life. So I got these deck of cards. So they're from The Secret. They're called Manifestation Cards by Rhonda Byrne. If you look online, you can get them. I don't believe they're on Amazon yet. But anyway, it's like, it's a big deck of small cards. So every morning I kind of just lay the cards out and I look and whatever kind of card jumps out at me, I pick up, I read, and I just think about it and how I can bring this card into my day or how it relates to my life. So I thought what would be fun is on this podcast is to pick a card, read it, and then just talk about it for a little bit. So the card that I picked this morning is Happiness Attracts Happiness. It's a simple formula. You must be happy now to bring everything that makes you happy into your life through the law of attraction. I love this card because when we put energy out into the world, so whether it's happiness or whether it's anger or bitterness, excitement, everything is energy. So the more we can put happiness out there, the more we can feel happiness, we're going to create and manifest more things to be happy about. And that's where I was going with the whole gratitude from this morning. And I've done a previous podcast on it. I have done seminars on it. The feelings that you have and the energy you put out. So if you are feeling super grateful and, you know, just you're putting out that gratefulness vibe, if you will, you're going to then just create more things to be grateful for. So happiness attracts happiness. So the happier you are in a situation, and kind of how I like to think about this card, and when you want to manifest things, be happy for the situation that you are in right now. So for example, a lot of times people will say, well, I'll be happy when I have X amount in the bank, or I'll be happy when I lose this weight. What about embracing being happy where you're at right now? Because that's what you're going to put out there and that's what you're going to actually create. So yes, I love this, this card, Happiness Attracts Happiness. And so, yeah, so I think that'd be something fun to do going forward with this podcast. And now it is, I don't know, it's about 10:30 here. I feel like I have already done so much since I've been up. Oh, another thing that I started doing was to, as part of my morning routine, setting my alarm, which I usually wake up for. I wake up before it anyway, but about 45 to 30 minutes before my kids have to get up. And it's just a little bit of quiet time. It's still dark. I drink my lemon water. I journal, but I found that just doing it a little bit earlier was just something nice. And then once they are at school, then I can continue on with my routine, which now I'm incorporating going out into the backyard, taking in natural light, sitting in my hot tub with my coffee, and just listening and being with nature. So I am doing a podcast coming up here, I think it's in 2 weeks, about the importance of creating a morning routine and how it can affect your day. And just kind of some tips that I've learned, things that I've learned from other people that they do that works for them. I'd love to share with you all. If you have something that works for you, I would love to hear it. And I can incorporate that into my podcast in a couple weeks. But okay, it's 23 minutes. I have talked. 23 is my favorite number. Hence the fact that I opened up my dream business in the year 2023. The reason it's my favorite number is because I was born on the 23rd of June. And I see 23s everywhere I go. So this is a sign I am done. And I am so, so happy to, be back on here, be back recording and sharing the things that I've learned, from all different sources with all of you. So I hope you have an absolutely amazing day. And I am so thankful and so happy that you are listening and that you are here. Talk to you soon. Bye.